Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, billionaire Richard Branson's rocket company Virgin Orbit has filed for bankruptcy in the US. It failed to attract new investment and let 85% of its staff go last week. Earlier this year, Virgin Orbit's first planned UK rocket launch failed to complete. So where does this announcement leave the state of the billionaire space race? I'm joined by Emmett Ryan, technology correspondent with the Business Post. Emmett, Fáilte glór. When we start with Richard Branson, it's one of his two space companies that's gone bust. So what did Virgin Orbit do and what happened to it, I wonder?
Well, Virgin Orbit was, for what way you're describing it, a commercial freight business for space, Cormac. So essentially, it was for launching satellites into space from underneath, typically 747 planes to launch them in. So the idea would be the rocket would be launched from beneath the airplane, which sounds very basic. And to be honest, it looked it as well, although it was obviously very high tech. It was one of the more sort of awkward looking routes of trying to send something to space, although it is one that's existed for a while. But it's, as you were saying, this is very different to Virgin Galactic, which is his space tourism business, which still seems to be going okay. But the key thing to bear in mind with Branson is Richard Branson is an extraordinarily rich person, but compared to the two other billionaires involved, he's nowhere near as rich as them and doesn't have the same pockets as them in terms of funding space travel. And space travel, whether it's for equipment or for humans, is extremely, extremely expensive. So you've got Jeff Bezos, the Amazon billionaire, and Elon Musk, who is reasonably well known, I think, by all your listeners. They're both worth many, many, many times what Branson is. And both of them also are in positions for their companies where they're just more comfortable, because with Musk, he has huge contracts with NASA, which basically means if NASA is sending any astronauts to space, they're using Elon Musk's rockets. So that's an awful lot of guaranteed cash flow for him to make sure that he can fund all his other little adventures in space while he's going, despite what he's playing around with on the internet these days.
So will we go back to the space minnow then, Richard Branson? And you said Virgin Orbit is bankrupt now, but Virgin Galactic, you said, is doing okay. And you mentioned it's a space...
It still exists. Okay.
So it wants to be a space tourism, right? Operator. Has it brought any tourists to space then yet?
Depends on how you define space. They brought it to very, very close, but not quite, is how I describe it, Cormac. But they also haven't done it in quite a while, which I think is a bigger concern. Like the question is, and it's very odd to refer to Richard Branson as being a minnow, but you are accurate with it, is the worrying part, is that it's just where do they have the cash flow? Because even looking at the share price of, say, Virgin Galactic, it's only worth about $1 billion total as a company, which for a space business is awfully, awfully small and needs an awful lot of funding to really get where it wants to go as a company in order to get tourists to space. Because if you think about it, there's going to be the first Irish person in space this year is going up at SpaceX, but SpaceX is worth about $137 billion the last one it's valued. So that's an extraordinarily valuable company with a lot of revenue. Branson is basically trying to be the nearest thing possible as the EasyJet of space travel, which is still, of course, going to be very expensive. Like, you and I aren't going to be going online and booking our space trips anytime soon, Cormac.
That's for sure. And it's amazing, Emmett, isn't it? They're doing this without emitting any carbon.
Yes, it is amazing that they're doing it without emitting any carbon.
But I mean, where is the talk of climate change here?
Well, it is a bizarre thing because, with the exception of Bezos, the other two have tried to sort of show, well, we're doing this, and they're, you know, coming up with creative alternatives to how they're offsetting it. Bezos has rather simply said he's mad into space and sure this is what the best thing to do with his money is. So at least he's, I suppose, more direct about it, like not pretending he's saving the planet while doing it. You know, research and travel to some degree is very important in terms of what we do back on Earth. We've seen that from a lot of Irish companies as well, like Skytech, for example, have designed what is essentially the operating system for the ISS way above us up there. And an awful lot of the research done in space helps us an awful lot back down here, particularly with Skytech.
So let's agree on this. Scientific missions to space are really important in terms of understanding the galaxy and so on, and even about life on Earth even a bit more. But bringing tourists to space, I'm not so sure that's as important.
I'd agree on that.
All right.
The question is...
Go on.
I was going to say, the question is basically, will they ever get to a point where those tourists will be spending enough to fund the research? At the moment, they're not, of course.
Yeah, okay. Emmett Ryan of the Business Post, thank you very much indeed for that.